In today's world, your social media feed is your first impression. Before they hit your website, people check your Insta. Before they call, they scroll your TikTok. Think of your feed as your shop front. If a new customer lands there, what do they see? People don't trust ads. They trust people. Organic content shows your voice, your values, your vibe, and it's where people get to know the real you. Here's where people mess it up. Inconsistent. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Imagine rocking up to a dinner party and talking about yourself loudly, with paid ads pinned to your jacket. If that sounds awkward, that's exactly what most brands are doing when they ignore organic social. Today, we're flipping the script. Paid ads? Absolutely. They get results, fast ones. But if you're not backing that up with organic content that builds trust, shows personality, and gives your audience a reason to stick around, you're leaving money, relationships, and most importantly, that long-term brand equity on the table. So in this episode, I'm giving you the full organic social strategy breakdown. We're going to talk about why it matters, what to post, what to stop doing, and how to actually measure if it's working. So whether you're running a bricks and mortar business in Brisbane or a startup in Sydney, this one's for you. Let's get into it. So what even is organic social media anyway? Let's break it down. Organic social media is everything you post on your social platforms without paying to boost it. So we're talking posts, stories, reels, live, polls, even the weird comments your receptionist accidentally left on your competitor's post. Don't worry, we've all been there. The point is, this is where your brand lives and breathes every day. While paid is for reach, organic is for relationship. And here's the reality. People don't trust ads. They trust people. Organic content shows your voice, your values, your vibe. And it's where people get to know the real you, not the filtered version your ad budget built, especially here in Australia, where we can sniff out inauthenticity from a mile away. That genuine connection is what gets people clicking, sticking, and eventually buying. So, let's talk about why organic still matters. Yes, I know it's 2025, but let's talk about those benefits. Organic content is not just free marketing. It's strategic. It's powerful. Because here we go. It builds an authentic brand presence. Think of your feed as your shop front. If a new customer lands there, what do they see? If it's just product promotions, they'll bounce. But if they see your people, your values, your culture, now we're talking. It creates an always-on presence. Even when you're not running ads, your brand is still alive. Posting regularly shows that you're active, relevant, and, you know, still in business. It supports the full customer journey. Your organic content should educate, entertain, reassure, and reward. It's like a digital concierge guiding people from the first impression into loyal customers. And in today's world, your social media feed is your first impression. Before they hit your website, people check your Insta. Before they call, they scroll your TikTok. If your feed is dusty, inconsistent, or worse, non-existent, you're losing customers before you even knew they were looking. A great organic strategy says, hey, we're here, we're active, and we've got something worth sticking around for. And that makes your paid campaigns way more effective as well. So what are we going to actually post? What are we going to do with all this posting without losing your mind? Now, this is where people freeze. What do I post every week? I've got some good news for you. I've got a formula and I'm going to share it with you now. Let's mix and match from a couple of these categories. I want you to find something that is relevant to you, that's comfortable for you. You know, don't try to copy what another business isn't doing if it doesn't feel authentically you. behind the scenes. People love seeing how the sausage is made, figuratively or literally. Share customer wins, real stories, not just polished testimonials. They love educational content. Any tips, industry myths, frequently asked questions, be useful. Help them out. Put together and get together some user-generated content, the UGC. If your customers are tagging you, show it off. Share it on your stories. And of course, timely updates, local events like public holidays, or yes, state of origin. Let me be blunt. Boring brands don't get followed. Your organic feed isn't a catalog. It's a conversation. Show your team, share your wins, educate your audience, react to what's happening locally, and please don't just post Happy Friday with a stock photo of a coffee cup. That's not content. That's digital white noise. Give people a reason to stop scrolling. Make it human. Make it real. Make it you. Use a content calendar. Stay consistent. And remember, done is better than perfect. Showing up matters more than nailing every caption. All right, now we're going to move on and talk about how to measure success and avoid the common pitfalls, because now it's time to talk metrics, because organic success doesn't always scream in your notifications. You need to track these things, engagement rates, through your likes, comments, and shares, reach and impressions, follower growth, click-throughs to your website, and most importantly, what are people saying back to you? And yes, you can track this with Instagram Insights, Facebook Business Suite, or some other tools like Metricool or Sprout. Now, here's where people mess it up. Inconsistent posting, ghosting your audience, overselling. Even if a post sounds like an ad, you'll be ignored. Ignoring your DMs. Customer service lives in your inbox. You've got to get back to them. You've got to get back to them quickly. Okay, if you can't, find someone else in your business or outsource it so you can. Chasing trends with no strategy. That's a dance that not might fit your law firm, okay? And posting the same thing everywhere. I know it's very tempting, but in 2025, your comments section is your new customer service desk. If someone asks you a question and you don't answer, it's the same as ignoring them in store. And if someone complains, don't delete. This is your chance to show your character. The brands winning on social aren't the loudest. They're the most responsive. So be human. Be helpful. That's what builds loyalty. And hey, don't forget, keep it local. Australian spelling, Australian time zones, cultural references. Yes, it all adds up. And yes, it does make a difference. It shows you're real and not just repurposing content from a US marketing agency's dusty Dropbox. So here is the takeaway. Organic social might not give you that instant dopamine hit like paid ads, but it builds something way more valuable: brand trust, community, and long-term loyalty. It's your digital handshake, your shopfront, your story. And in a noisy online world, that kind of connection is rare and priceless. So keep showing up. Keep it real. Mix up your content, track your progress, and most of all, talk to your audience like people, not data. We'd love to see what you're building online. And if you need help with a strategy that connects and converts and keeps customers coming back, you know where to find us. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS. And let's keep turning clarity into action.